It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And good morning and welcome to KSL Outdoors. I'm Joe Davis sitting in for Tim Hughes. It's October the 12th and we're live here at KSL. It's 6:10 AM. Get up on a Saturday so you can get outside. That's really what this show is all about. And I only know one other guy who's willing to get up that early to be on the show with me, and that's my best friend, BJ Christensen. BJ is my cohort, my as I said, best friend for sure, but also works with me at Promontory Club up in Park City. And, you know, if you're going to talk outdoors, there's a great place to be outdoors. BJ, welcome. Good morning.
Joe Davis, thank you very much. Good to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here, buddy. And, yeah, thanks for getting up early.
It is a little bit early out there.
And brisk.
Very, very cold. Winter is definitely coming. Nice to see that moon still up this morning.
Yeah, it was a good thing. We need need a little extra light because I hit a skunk on the way in this morning.
I sure did.
Yeah, so there you go. First thing about outdoors, be careful for wildlife crossing, you know, major roads.
Yeah, they're out there.
Somebody else and unfortunately had hit it first, which is a good...
Maybe
it's sad.
Is that fortunate or unfortunate?
It's fortunate for me because I got a low ride. And it would have definitely torn up the vehicle a little more.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it smells like a skunk.
You just have the smell is what you got left
with. So you got that. But so BJ works with me at the Promontory Club. We're both real estate agents there, as is literally everyone in Park City in some way a real estate agent.
Most of them. It's about 1 in 10. But about everybody there. You can't throw a rock without hitting another agent.
Yeah. They should have to wear orange.
They should.
Hunter orange.
You can see them from a distance and, you know,
turn around
to avoid them.
Yeah, go the other way. Exactly. It's kind of, if you kind of have to know, down in Salt Lake, you probably don't have this experience, but in Park City, if you start talking about, I'd like to find a home.
You say the word home or condo and out of the woodwork, someone from like a mile away comes running up.
Right.
It's like lawyers chasing ambulances. Like it's almost the same.
More cutthroat than that, actually, I feel.
Yes.
I mean, I've been at restaurants where people have identified, you see it happen quickly, where someone identifies these people, those look like New Yorkers. And suddenly there's like four agents descend upon them. And
you're from out of town.
Yeah. Oh, have you ever thought about moving here? Where do you stay when you're here? You know, like the dumbest questions you've ever thought.
We know the questions.
Right. So that is fairly typical of Park City. But BJ is not like that, nor am I. We're not we're not vultures. But here's the thing. We like to be outdoors, and maybe one of the best places on the planet to do it is where we work at Promontory. So it's a big resort community. There's animals all over the place. It's technically an animal preserve, and there's just all this opportunity to see wildlife, and I like that part a lot.
Well, for people that are into the outdoors, I mean, you talk about the fishing that's there on site, and whether it's hiking, mountain biking, you know, 35 plus miles of trails. Park City in general, as you probably know if you're listening to this show, fabulous outdoor lifestyle. Lots of trails over the place, four-season destination.
Yeah, exactly. So it brings a lot of people to Utah, and it's a great place for them to sort of make a home base, if you will, and then have those family adventures that we're going to be talking about for the next couple of hours. We're excited about that. As you know, on this show, if you've listened to when I have filled in, I take the word outdoors loosely. Why? Because I have kids. And I know if you have kids at home, and I can even tell you, even our producer, Gustavo, falls into this group of, well, I'm an indoors guy. Okay. There are still indoor-outdoor activities, right? Things you can do that are basically putting your foot in the water and still being outside, still doing outdoor activities. So we're going to talk about that today as I usually do here on the show. Certainly, I want you to get outside and fish and hunt and all the things that you like to do in Utah, skiing and water sports and mountain biking and all of that. But at the bare minimum, get out of your house and do some stuff. So we'll definitely talk about that, especially for the holiday coming up. We've got Halloween. The kiddos are going to be outside. Fair warning, if you haven't got your candy, time to go buy it, right?
Yeah, you got a couple of weeks, I think. I was at Costco yesterday and saw some candy. Thought about buying that. And I was like, you know what? My hands are full. I've got 2 weeks. I like to wait till the last minute.
And BJ's a full bar kind of guy. So if you go to BJ's house, and I pick my homes strategically based on whether they're going to have full candy bars or not. BJ's is one of those homes, if you can find it, up on the east side here in Mill Creek area. If you can find his home, you could potentially get a full bar.
How did you know that's what I was shopping for? I'm shopping for those full-size candy bars. You said full bar. First, I thought it meant something different. But yeah, the full-size candy bars.
I know you, and I know that's.
That's how I roll.
Yeah, that's how you roll. So that's how we roll. We'll be back rolling with more of KSL Outdoors after these commercial messages. You're listening to KSL Outdoors.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL Outdoors. From camping in southern Utah to climbing in northern Africa, it's all here on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors. I'm Joe Davis, filling in for Tim Hughes. I'm joined by my buddy BJ Christensen. BJ, there is a lot of stuff happening over the next couple of weeks, and I'm kind of excited about this. I gotta be honest, maybe my favorite holiday is Halloween.
Oh, for sure.
It's the, and I'll tell you why. Candy. Number one, okay, yes, candy.
Candy, that's my number one.
Probably the, yeah, that's the number one reason for sure. Number two is that I don't have to buy anything for anyone specific. I don't have to figure anything out.
Think so hard about it.
Creativity, right? I mean, you and I are both.
Your costume, right? There's some creativity.
Okay, yeah, that part. And I do that lousy every year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. But what I'm saying, you and I are pretty good at giving good gifts. Arguably, we're really good at this.
I'll take credit for that.
Yeah. But when it comes to, you know, like specific things for a specific person or heaven forbid, Valentine's Day, my least favorite holiday of all of them. Christmas, hard because you got to get mom something. You got to get, you know, the girl something. You got to get the kids something.
The whole family.
Yeah, that's hard. That's
friends,
that's horrible.
Big long lists.
Yeah, that's an awful one. Thanksgiving's good because you're just eating. But you got to cook. So there you go. So that's not so great.
You
got to
bring, you know, someone has to bring the yams or something like that.
Yeah. And then, you know, some of the summer holidays, it's all about barbecues. And that just means that dad gets to work. Yay. I come home from work and work more. So that's not good. So when it really boils down to it, I think Halloween just naturally rises to the top.
Well, it's fun. Like, you know, even as a kid, obviously my favorite holiday. And I saw something on the news lately where people were saying, hey, you know, if your kid's 18 and they want to go trick-or-treating, like, we don't care. Bring them. We'll give them candy.
Why not?
You know? Because, yeah, maybe they're out doing, like, you know, getting into trouble if they're not trick-or-treating. So let them out trick-or-treating.
Agree.
Enjoy the night. Enjoy the time. Enjoy being a kid. And it's fun just seeing, you know, the costumes as people dress up. And it's fun seeing, you know, the kids in the neighborhood come to the house and just, all, you know, it's fun. They love it.
Now, not all of our listeners, very few of them imbibe, but the ones who do, we're starting to see more of this too, the adult trick-or-treating, where adults and their kids, so it's almost like a family affair. You're kind of going door to door together as a group, and you'd see your neighbors, and you have time with them, and your kids trick-or-treat, and you guys share an apple cider, for instance, or hot chocolate, or maybe something stronger. But the point being that it's more community, I think, based, and a little more pleasant. And, you know, people start decorating their houses and getting a little more sophisticated with it. That, to me, also brings Halloween up in my mind to a higher level.
Well, I've been doing that for years.
See, there you go. So along with that, we're going to talk about all of the other things that you could do with Halloween, you know, the events that are going on around town. So we'll just
I'll admit, mostly I do it for the candy, right? Let's just keep that clear.
No, we know.
Okay, yeah. As long as you know.
Now, you know what would be really deadly is if there was somehow a way you could get cookies at every stop.
Oh, man.
If
anybody who knows me,
DJ,
yep,
it's all about the cookies. So, but with that being said, there are some great events that happen that surround Halloween. And arguably one of my very favorite, and we're going to talk about this quite a little bit today. KSL was there last night, KSL Television, was out at Gardner Village and the Witch Festival. This thing is awesome. It runs literally for almost a month. It literally does run for more than a month. It's so popular. There are so many different events. There's a dinner theater. There's the witch's dinner, the witchy wine dinner. There's all kinds of stuff. And then there's trick-or-treating opportunities for kids and, like, just great stuff. It's a big deal. So anyway, we're going to be talking about the Witch Fest at Gardner Village. What else, BJ? We've got another one that's pretty cool.
Well, a fun one would be pumpkin nights.
Yeah. Great date night, family night kind of thing.
Well, yeah, my little boy went to this last night at the fair park with his mom and had just an absolute blast. So it's kind of like you think, you know, holiday lights at Christmas time, whether it's here at Temple Square or down in Ogden and it's not 25th Street, but Main Street Ogden, where they have the big light fest down there as well, too. It's kind of like that, but again, queuing in with our favorite holiday, Halloween, with the pumpkins and all the jack-o'-lanterns and that sort of thing.
Yeah, really good stuff. So I'm excited about that. You've got, it's out at the State Fair Park. Pretty cool. There's been some that have kind of come and gone. This one seems to be one that sticks, but yeah, some really cool stuff, you know, when it comes to, trick-or-treating and what have you as a group. The trunk-or-treat, are you into that at all?
You know, I've done that a couple times.
It's not my favorite.
It's not.
I think it just takes away from the whole thing.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of people who really are into this and think this is the safe way for my kids. I'm not a big, huge fan of this as a general rule. I'm like, it's so quick and fast, and it kind of just fits everything we do for our kids any longer. Feels like it's like immediate gratification. You're not really having to work for it. And I'm sorry, my mom made me work for Halloween. We would go out.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as it was dark. She never let us go out before it was dark, ironically, which many, many parents are like, that's safer. I get it. But in Utah, it also gets dark early. But we would be out till, like, I mean, people are turning off porch lights. We're coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Barely.
Oh, yeah.
Like 10 o'clock at night.
Be out for hours. We had a whole route. We ended up going probably 2 miles worth of literally running from house to house.
Right.
To get them all candy. Yeah, so when you have these trunk or treat type of things where everybody just meets in one place, I get the safety thing and that sort of thing, but there's no, I don't know if Halloween's about the physical activity, but for growing up, I mean, come on, I you need to burn those calories if you eat all that candy. I mean, obviously, that's not what it was about. For us, it was about the amount of candy you can get the faster you run.
That's a good point.
That's really what it came down
to. That's a really good point. And I mean, we would get to places where they're like, okay, we're done, and then just dump the whole bowl in your thing.
Yeah, yeah,
I got to be honest. That's kind of cool.
Great, and that's the advantage of staying out later.
My mom also, just like you and I have done, she mapped out the better homes to go to, and you kind of hit those first. I mean, you always made sure that you went to the ones that, you know, the family friends, the ones that are really going to give you a lot of treats. That was a big deal. Gustavo, his family, I don't know if he trick or treats, but I got to guess. Gustavo, can you hear me? Yeah, so I guess the question we have is for you, is this a similar activity? The family love this stuff? Let's see if he gets on. He's getting on. Yeah, he's grabbing a microphone.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so Gustavo, trick-or-treating, do you do it still?
I used to do it.
Okay. When did you stop?
High school.
In high school.
Come on.
Producer Gustavo stopped in high school. Okay.
Well,
when did you stop trick-or-treating, BJ?
I was trick-or-treating last year.
This is like a group. I'm Joe Davis, and I still trick or treat. Yeah, like, you know, yeah, support group.
The first step is admitting you have a problem.
You know what? I'm guessing by now we've actually got some people who are like, okay, I want to talk about this. So I should mention, of course, that you can call us at 801-575-8255. So if you do want to call in, you can call in and express your opinion about trick-or-treating. We'd be happy to hear it. We need the support of the group right here to stop trick-or-treating.
Well, I mean,
advanced age.
I've got an 8-year-old kid, right?
You have an excuse.
Yeah, so, is that an excuse or is that
it's an excuse. That's
I guess it's an excuse. I guess so. Rather than a reason, because it's something I want to do anyway. Of course, this year he's saying he doesn't want to go trick-or-treating for whatever reason, so we might be actually staying at home handing out candy this year. Might be
really?
Different. Yeah. I mean,
is that true?
Well, it's probably, I mean, we never do it, right? Which is sad. I feel bad for the kids in the neighborhood because we're always out.
Yeah, because you're a single dad.
Yeah, so it might be nice staying in and actually handing out candy. We'll see how he's feeling.
I'm
going to
do that this year. It's going to happen in our household as well. But I will tell you that as we get down to the last 2 minutes here, maybe the most important part of being a parent and having that child excuse for trick-or-treating is that sometimes you don't have to do any of the work. You just go out or send them out, and then you just collect the candy tax.
There is a candy tax,
and absolutely. Most people know this. It's 10%, roughly.
Yeah, it varies. Yeah.
So, Gustavo, do we actually have a caller? Yeah? Okay. So, yeah, can you want to put him on the line? Who do we have?
In Texas.
Oh, my gosh. Is it our... Oh, wow.
And all that. I do have a Halloween question of all things. I'll deviate from wildlife.
James, I am so thrilled to hear you. We didn't do the typical that we do.
You did the skunk, so that counts as wildlife.
There you go.
There you go.
We've mentioned it.
Basically, when I was a kid, no offense against trunk or treat, but I like a traditional, trick-or-treating. I did it myself when I was a kid, and I know you're pressed for time for a commercial.
You're correct.
But anyhow, my dad would hand out big handfuls of candy, and I was the most popular kid at school the next day because the kids knew to hit our house because he'd give big proportions and all that. And a couple of ladies across the street, they hand out popcorn balls as hard as baseballs. Oh. And people would throw them away.
We always know those.
Baseballs. So that's the thought of the day. So I thought that would cheer you up.
Thanks, James.
Trying
to
kid be popular at school, hand out good candy.
I sure appreciate you calling, James. And yeah, Texas does everything big. So not surprised your dad gives out a lot of candy. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you as always.
Again.
All right. Take care, James. That's our first caller of the day. He always is. It's our buddy James. There's so much more to come here on KSL Outdoors. We're taking the word loosely. This time it's all about trick-or-treating and so much more. We'll be back after these messages and news.